Take it away, Rod.
Baseball's a funny game, and when you think you're out of it, all of a sudden Fry lays down a perfect bunt, and you're back in it.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I think, you know, very proud, like, just the way some of our young guys pitched to just kind of keep us in it. It would have been a shame if Logan McGuire would ended up with a loss on bloop single. I thought he pitched outstanding, but he ends up getting a win. And you know, I'd use Colin just to kind of start that inning. I mean, he struck out four times and just really not swinging like he can, and then gets down two strikes and figures out a way to get a hit. And then Reed, you know, drew a walk. And again, you know, not swinging like Stephen Reed can swing. And then, you know, the bunt was, you know, gutsy call. The third baseman was back, and then all of a sudden, right before that, he moved in, and Fry still put it down. It was a perfect bunt, and I think the third baseman may have got a little confused on where he was going to throw it, and thank the Lord he did. Heads-up base running by Brandon Prince to just keep running, and then huge just, you know, walk-off hit for Tres Gonzalez. Got down two strikes, and tremendous job by him just to put the ball in play and win the game for us. Happy to see it going in the six hole, I can tell you that.
it's sort of funny that the third baseman looked at home with two outs, you know.
It was weird, you know, and I don't know what he thought. I don't know if he thought maybe he didn't have a play at first. You know, I just don't know. And that kid had made some outstanding plays to kind of keep them in the game. The backhand play made on Parada that we kind of thought we were going to win the game right there, and he made a great backhand play and threw him out to keep them in it. So not an easy play for him. And like I said, the kid played third base like Nolan Arenado most of the weekend.
Yeah. Lost in a long day was the job in the first game by Cody Carwile.
No question. You know, we like our freshman pitchers a lot, but Cody has just every time we've asked him to pitch, he's done a great job. And again, today was, you know, just like that. And that's very encouraging for us.
You look at another freshman pitcher, Hill, he sort of worked himself into a little bit of trouble, but, you know, got a couple of key outs and then, you know, set it up for to get out of the inning.
Yeah, he did. You know, I was very just impressed and pleased just how he held his poise and made his pitches. And then McGuire came in there and got the third out of that inning, which was a huge out. So, you know, like I said, just great to see. And thought Dawson Brown threw the ball really well day two.
Any updates on Simpson?
He got a bloody nose out of it. So I think, we'll x-ray it tomorrow. We're hoping it's not broken, but we don't know yet. So we'll just have to, we'll know a lot more on him tomorrow, but it was just basically ball just hit him square in the nose.
I guess you'll have some thinking to do about Tuesday with all the pitchers you used today.
Yeah, we still got some guys, and I just told them in there, like, we'll have to mix and match and probably pitch just a lot of guys in short stints, staff it both days, but you know, we still have some guys that didn't throw this weekend that are definitely, kind of ready to pitch, and we'll have to pitch some of those guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Don't go lay down now.